This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And you can get all of our high school broadcasts and a podcast on the website as well, WSMIRadio.com. Hillsboro in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the orange, toppers across the front with orange numerals. Gillespie in the road blacks trimmed out in the orange and the white. Lady Miners across the front with the orange numerals. It's Abby Barber for Gillespie, Sammy Matouche for Hillsboro, and here we go. The tap is won by Barber and the Miners, and Gillespie will get it to start. Hillsboro comes out in a 2-3 zone piece. As on the right wing it goes to Mix. Out front to Halpin. Meyer and Reynolds on the point of that 2-3. Pass is deflected away, but right out to Halpin it goes. Gillespie will reset. Into the right corner it goes to Riley Jarman. Riley tries to feed the post. Deflected by Matouche. Goes across the lane right to Mix, who lays it in. That's a bad break for Hillsboro. Matouche deflected that, but it went right to Mix for the game's first bucket. Gillespie comes out. Box in one. Niemeyer on Matouche. What a matchup that'll be all night long. That's going to be a fun one. Matouche runs the baseline, has it in the right corner. Niemeyer right in her hip pocket. Gets it out to Meyer, top of the key. Off to Reynolds, back to Meyer. On the right wing to Matouche. Sammy wearing the black compression sleeves on both knees, as are all five of the toppers. Three of the five Miners sporting that look as well. Halpin and Niemeyer, the only two players on the floor not. Here's Matouche, top of the key to Meyer. On the left wing to Reynolds, high post feed to the freshman Tester. Back to Meyer. Hillsboro should be used to working against the box and one. They've seen it all year as Reynolds puts it on the floor, missed it. Tester with the offensive rebound and put back, and we are tied at two. Sometimes rebounding responsibility can get lost when you're in a box and one. Four people play in zone, one play in man. And the defender playing man is a little preoccupied trying to contain Matouche. Here's Halpin on the dribble drive, pulls up, partially blocked by Matouche. She went straight up, and the rebound pulled down by Tester. Here comes Claire. Long pass ahead to Reynolds in the front court. Back to Tester. The bounce pass was low, bounced off Claire's knee. We'll get a jump ball, and the arrow keeps it with the toppers. Barber and Tester on the tie up there. Very critical game in the South Central Conference. Three teams with one loss. These two teams here tonight in Greenville. Toppers have already beaten Greenville. Gillespie plays the Comets at the end of January, and a violation on Hillsboro as Reynolds took the ball out and then did not reestablish herself back in play. That'll be the first turnover of the ball game. Comes at the 6:08 mark of the opening quarter. Gym probably about half full on this frigid Thursday night. On the right wing, it's Niemeyer. Middle of the lane is wide open, though. Gillespie cutters. Here's Page spinning, stripped on the way up, picked up by Rupert, stolen back by Niemeyer, leaves it off to Mix, who lays it off the window and in. 4 points for McKenzie Mix. That one off the right side. Here's Meyer out front. On the right wing to Rupert, lines up the three, a little strong off the heel. Offensive rebound to Tester. Great rebound over Niemeyer that time. Hillsboro will reset. They find Tester on the baseline. Claire will fire. Too strong off the corner. And the rebound down to Gillespie and Mix. She will leave for Niemeyer. Here comes Page. Racing down the front court. Loses the handle and gets it off to Barber. Into the hands of Jarman. Puts it on the floor once. Pulls up from 10 and knocks it down. Nice move for Riley Jarman. And a good start for Gillespie. Up 6-2. 3 minutes gone by opening quarter. Here's Rupert in the right corner. Down it goes to Reynolds. Good defense by Barber to go straight up, and a nice finish that time from Emily Reynolds. She went high off the window. It's 6-4 Gillespie. Miners coming into the front court. Here's Halpin into the hands of Niemeyer on the right wing. Paige Niemeyer working against that topper 2-3 zone. Barber skip pass to Mix. 18-footer left wing, left it short. Offensive rebound to Niemeyer, and she's fouled, and she'll have free throws coming. It will be Claire Tester picking up the personal foul. And it will send Paige Niemeyer to the foul line, the 5'9 senior. She's had a monster senior campaign. Free throw is off the mark for Paige. Abby Barber going to check out for Gillespie. Emily Schmidt is into the action. Halpin also off the floor as Rachel Ely will check in, a 5'5 sophomore. Gillespie is deep. The freshman class is highly touted. A lot of talent on the sophomore class as well, and we know about the senior classes. Niemeyer gets the second toss, 1 out of 2, 7-4. Gillespie leading. Hillsborough has the ball. Meyer into the front court. Niemeyer racing through screens, skipping over some feet to keep up with Matouche on that baseline. High post feed to Tester. Here's Rupert, 18-footer out of the right corner. Yes, for Aubrey Rupert. That's going to be the story of Hillsborough's season. Who else can make shots for the Toppers? You know what you're going to get from Sammy. Oh, Niemeyer in the heart of the lane. Nice movement without the basketball. Puts it up and in. Used the window straight on. Her first field goal. She has 3 points. And it's 9-6 Gillespie. Here's Rupert. Into the front court. Leaves for Meyer. Right in the heart of the lane to Matouche. She kicks it out to Rupert. Now Meyer. Top of the key. Three. Yes. Pure for Kylie Meyer. Her first bucket. And we are tied at 9. 3:40 for the opening quarter. Good action early between the Toppers and Miners. Here's Emily Schmidt into the front court. Handling out front. Emily, just a young sophomore. Leaves it into the hands of Jarman. Right back to Schmidt now. Here's Jarman on the right wing. Little hesitation. Now she is double teamed and threw it away. Aubrey Rupert comes out with a full head of steam into the front court. Now she picks up the bounce. Finds Matouche for three. A little strong off the heel. Rebound down to Reynolds. Put back is good. Emily Reynolds has 4. Off the offensive rebound, and that might be as open as Sammy Matouche has been in about 6 years. I think she was surprised by it. 11-9, Hillsborough has their first lead with 2:55 to play in the opening quarter. On the baseline to Ely, one dribble pull-up, yes, about an 8-footer for Rachel Ely. Not an easy shot, she showed good touch. 11-11 our score, 2:45 for the opening quarter. Here's Rupert, one dribble into the three. She goes way too strong. The offensive rebound caroms off the other side of the backboard to Matouche. Her follow is too strong. Oh, then she comes up with the steal, but they're going to get her for the foul. Oh, she snuck back in. They didn't see her. Ooh, they're going to call the foul on Gillespie, so the steal is clean for Matouche. And then Niemeyer on the reach-in. That was very heads-up from Sammy Matouche. As Gillespie got that rebound and just thought that all the Toppers had retreated back down the floor, but Matouche reversed field, came back and got the steal. Then the foul on Niemeyer, her first. Here's Sammy. That's a play that'll never show up in any stat sheet or any type of highlight reel, but that is what makes a winning basketball player, those types of plays. Rupert, oh, nice bounce pass down to Tester. She's fouled. They'll call it on the floor. That was close. Second team foul on Gillespie. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Foul goes to Emily Schmidt, her first. Miners line, everybody up along the foul line. Check that, Toppers line, everybody up along the foul line, as in it goes to Meyer in the left corner. Kylie brings it out. Rupert now in the right corner. Here's Matouche, right corner pocket. Too strong, and the rebound down to Sydney Byers, who's checked in, a 5'11 freshman for Gillespie. Remember these freshmen for Gillespie. They have a world of talent and a bunch of potential moving forward. A foul on Hillsborough will be the second team foul, baseline out of bounds for the Miners. The foul goes to Kylie Meyer, her first. Ely looking, finds a slashing Niemeyer in the heart of the lane. Page puts it on the floor once, blocked in there. Matouche and Tester are both in the area. Hillsborough brings it out. Rupert finds Sammy. Here comes Matouche. Bounce pass in the corner. Out top it goes to Rupert. They swing it left side to Meyer for three. Around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Byers for Gillespie. She will throw a long outlet pass to midcourt, picked up there by Ely. 2-3 zone for the Toppers. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. It's been a good one. Here's Jarman with the right-hand bounce. Finds Niemeyer, left elbow. She'll turn. Fire, too strong off the heel, and a foul on the rebound. That will go on Emily Schmidt. That's her second. She went right over the back, an easy call. Third team foul on Gillespie. Shelby Hooley, a 5'5 sophomore, will check in. Kylie Meyer will get a breather. As Keaton Link will replace Niemeyer. Link, a 5'10 freshman. Paige will get a breather. She's been working hard on the defensive end. Matouche now will run the baseline. Jarman with the man-to-man defense in the box and one. Rupert for three, way too strong, overshot it all, but it goes right to Matouche, and she draws the foul. Some kids just have a nose for the basketball. Latouche falls into that category. Fourth team foul on Gillespie, the first personal on Riley Jarman. And the skill of Matouche will test the depth of Gillespie tonight. She can get you in foul trouble in a hurry. Free throw for Matouche, good. For Sammy, it's her first point of the ball game. Puts Hillsborough in front 12-11 with a minute 14 for the opening quarter. Matouche's second toss is around and out, no good. Offensive rebound to Tester, but the putback is no good, and the rebound down to Link for Gillespie. Long pass ahead to midcourt, and they threw it away. It was behind Jarman, off of Ely, out of bounds for Gillespie's second turnover. Into the final minute of the opening quarter. A one-point lead for Hillsborough, 12-11. Hooley handling out front. Leads for Rupert in the right corner. Back to Hooley now. Shelby Hooley on the left side of the key into the hands of Matouche. Sammy will survey, puts it on the floor, kicks off to Hooley now. Dangerous pass. Link went for the steal about a half step behind it. Here's Matouche on the baseline. Forces it up. Countered in the foul. Oh, how did she get that to go? A little running floater off the short baseline. And Matouche has a chance for the old-fashioned three. And that gets Paige Niemeyer up off the bench. She'll quickly check back in. Checking out will be Riley Jarman. Tester will take a breather as checking in for Hillsborough will be Macy Blankenship. I think Mackenzie Belliver is also checked in. Free throw for Sammy is good. And Matouche completes the old-fashioned three. She has four in the ballgame. Full court pressure now from the Toppers. Gillespie breaks it. Ely, long pass to Schmidt. Then her pass down the baseline is tipped right back to her. And now Gillespie will reset with Niemeyer. Here comes Paige. Forces it up and draws the foul. She went strong that time right at the top of her interior defenders. Third team foul on Hillsborough. Comes with 28.9 seconds for the opening quarter. The foul to Blankenship, her first. Niemeyer, one for two at the line. That thing rattled home and stayed down. Four for Paige Niemeyer. Pulls the Miners to within three. 4 points for Paige, looking for five. That toss is off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Schmidt. Emily finds Link, heart of the lane, and she's fouled. And Keaton will be at the foul line for two shots. Nice offensive rebound that time from Emily Schmidt. A lot of long, lanky athletes for Gillespie. Schmidt goes 5'9", as Link's free throw, who's listed at 5'10", is pure. Can't have a more pure free throw than that. Byers is 5'11", as Link's second toss is good. Gillespie is going to be a handful for a number of years with this young talent. 15-14, Hillsborough leading. Toppers are a handful right now with the likes of Sammy Matouche. Here's Hooley on the left wing to Belliver. 10 seconds for the quarter. Sammy has it in her hands. Oh, she turns. A little floater off the window. It's good for Matouche. 6 first quarter points for Sammy. Here comes Gillespie with Niemeyer. 2 to midcourt. Is she going to get it off? Checks the clock. It will not count. It's high off the window and no good. After one quarter of play, it is Hillsborough 17, Gillespie 14. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsborough High School. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studio producing this high school basketball action on this cold Thursday night, and it was a great first quarter. 17-14, Toppers lead. Gillespie gets the basketball to start the second quarter, and it's kicked by the Toppers, so Gillespie will reset. On the floor for the Miners, Barber, Schmidt, Niemeyer, Mix, and Halpin. For the Toppers, Matouche, Reynolds, Belliver, Meyer, and Rupert. Down low to Niemeyer. She comes racing in from out of bounds. Left-hand finish, no. Gets the rebound back. Follow, no. Rebound picked up by Mix for Gillespie. She's triple-teamed. Kicks to Barber. Foul line, Jay, yes. Abby Barber's first bucket. If at first she don't succeed, try and try again. That's what the Miners did there. 3-4 cracks at it. Finally got the bucket. Here comes Matouche. Gets the high screen. Goes from the right side of the key all the way across the left side. Kicks it out to Meyer now. Gillespie looks like they are in. Still in a box and one, but it's Halpin now on Matouche. Macy giving up about 8 inches. Actually, even up 10 inches according to the listed height. Here's Meyer, way off, missed it badly, goes right to Rupert. Her follow is good. Two offensive rebounds in the sequence for Aubrey. She has 4 points. And we've seen that at least three times tonight where a long-distance shot caroms off the other side of the backboard right to the offensive teammate. 19-16 toppers. Here's Barber on the right wing. Out front to Halpin. Finds a slashing Niemeyer. Page off the window, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Matouche. Here comes Sammy. Head up the floor. Oh, what a pass to Rupert. On the dime, it's good. Aubrey Rupert with the easy bucket thanks to the pinpoint pass from Sammy Matouche off the dribble. 6:34 for the first half. Kevin Gray wants a timeout. Hillsboro 21, Gillespie 16. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School after this one message. With 6:34 to play in the first half, Kevin Gray did not like that transition defense there as right down the seam went Aubrey Rupert and Sammy Matouche hit her with a perfect pass. A 5-point lead for Hillsboro. They sit in that 2-3 zone. Matouche patrolling the middle. Here's Emily Schmidt off to Halpin between the circles. Macy Halpin on the right side of the key. Will work back left side now. Finds an opening. Schmidt on the baseline. Nice head fake. Puts it up and in. Went right at Matouche. And Emily Schmidt has her first bucket. About an 8-footer off the left baseline. 21-18. Toppers lead with the ball. 6 minutes for the first half. Here's Rupert on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Meyer. On the left wing now to Reynolds. Across the floor, it goes to Rupert. She will drive right side and draws the foul. Fifth team foul on the Miners. And they're getting Mackenzie Mix on the personal, her first. Aubrey Rupert, 5'7 junior at the line. Toss is short. Aubrey had the game-winning bucket in one of the ball games over at Riverton during the holiday tournament, helping the Toppers to the championship. She gets the second toss, 1 out of 2, 7 points in the game for Aubrey. She will get a breather as Shelby Hooley returns to the action for the Toppers. Full court pressure from Hillsboro. Paige Niemeyer will fire it to midcourt, deflected out by Matouche. It'll stay with the Miners. Sideline trigger now still in the backcourt for Gillespie. Emily Schmidt looking, will get it in to Link. Deflected away by Reynolds, and the Toppers making it hard on Gillespie here. They've got the ball to midcourt, but it took them 2 out of bounds to get there. Schmidt gets it in near side to Niemeyer, almost handed it off to her. Now Page turns the corner, lost the handle, goes right to Mick. She rushed the shot and missed it. Rebound is off of Niemeyer's hands, tracked down in the corner by Gillespie and Emily Schmidt. What hustle from Emily Schmidt, and she draws the foul on Claire Tester. Fifth team foul on Hillsboro. But Gillespie's been real active on the offensive boards. Out to Jarman. Riley, right side of the key, leaves for Link. Feeds the post down to Schmidt. Off the window, it's good for Emily Schmidt. She has 4 points, and the lead is 2 for Hillsboro, 22-20. Here's Matouche. No one picks her up. Pulls up straight on 3, too strong. Rebound to the corner. Saved by Tester. Right to Meyer. Finds a slashing Matouche off the window. It's good. Great hustle from both teams on the offensive boards tonight as Matouche put it home. Hillsboro, no defense, though. Gives a bucket right under the rim, but Gillespie can't capitalize. Another chance for Schmidt blocked away, and it will stay with Gillespie. The Miners came right back down the floor. Schmidt had 2 good looks. Both were turned away. Gillespie, though, will maintain possession. In the mix, quick trigger, 18-footer, air ball, and the rebound down to Tester. Into the hands of Matouche. Here comes Sammy, straight down the heart of the floor. Passes in the corner to Reynolds, off to Hooley now. Right side to Meyer. Here's Sammy, 18-footer, good for Sammy Matouche. She has 10, and the lead is 6, and Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 4 minutes, 46 seconds for the first half. Hillsboro leading Gillespie 26-20. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Miner timeout, they had the basketball trailing by 6. Hillsboro's defensive intensity has picked up here in the last few moments. That zone has got it extended out closer to the volleyball spike line. On the baseline to Jarman. Skips it out to Schmidt. Pulls up from 14 and knocks it down. A pure jump shot for Emily Schmidt. She has six all here in the second quarter. And the Miners have the lead down to four. So we approach the four-minute mark of quarter number two. Here's Claire Tester. Leaves it for Hooley into the hands of Matouche. Sammy on the right wing. Bounce pass to Hooley, top of the key, into the hands of Meyer. Right back into the hands of Sammy. Boy, she is never stationary, always moving without the basketball. Down low to Reynolds. Oh, nice power move. That thing was halfway down and kicked out. Rebound down to Lincoln. A reach-in foul on Tester. Oh, man, Reynolds did everything right there. The drop step, the power move, got it off the glass, and that thing spun around, went halfway down, and kicked out. And then Tester picks up her third foul. 3:45 for the first half. Gillespie looking to cut into that Hillsborough lead. It's 4 points right now, 26-22, and Mix called for steps out front. Unofficially had that just as Gillespie's third turnover. Been a pretty clean ball game on both sides. Here's Hooley in the front court to Meyer. Bounce pass, dangerous, found its way to Rupert. She'll fire for three, and she got it. Aubrey Rupert with 10 points, eight here in the second quarter. The Hillsborough lead up to seven. Here's Paige Niemeyer on the left wing to Emily Schmidt. Schmidt now with the right-hand bounce, brings it back between the circles. She picks up the dribble, needs some assistance. Finds Niemeyer on the left wing. Paige finds a slashing Schmidt, threw it too far out in front of her, turned over. Here comes Matouche, full head of steam, front court. Oh, behind the back, finger roll, missed it. Rebound out of bounds, it'll go to Gillespie. Nice open court move, though, from Sammy. Shedded that defender with the behind-the-back bounce. A 7-point lead for Hillsborough inside of 3 minutes for the first half. On the left wing goes to Link. Down to the block to Niemeyer. Draws a crowd, spins middle, lays it up and in. Nice move for Paige Niemeyer. She has 6 points. First points here in the quarter. 29-24 toppers. Here's Rupert. In the left corner it goes to Matouche. Sammy with the right-hand dribble brings it out across the floor into the hands of Woolley. Dangerous pass tipped by Link, picked up by Rupert in the left corner. Gillespie has almost had a couple of steals off those long passes. Matouche for three, left it short, and the rebound down to Jarman, and we're going to have a foul as Matouche and Jarman got tangled up. Good sportsmanship as Sammy will help Riley to her feet. Now puts Hillsborough over the limit with their seventh team foul, and they will get Matouche with the personal. That's Sammy's first. It'll stop the clock with 2:15 to play in quarter number two. It will send Riley Jarman, the 5'9 junior, to the foul line. She might be a little shaken up from that collision there. She was standing hands on knees for a moment, staring straight at the floor. Now she has the ball. Free throw is pure. Three for Riley Jarman. That gets Gillespie to within four. Second toss is good. 29-26, toppers lead. They have the basketball. Clock running 2:10 for the first half. Here's Matouche on the right wing. Sammy between the circles to Hooley. Right back to Matouche, now being checked by Mix. Oh, step back, baseline J, no good, rattled out. And the rebound down to Meyer. Here's Rupert for three, off the heel too strong. Rebound tipped around, and we have a whistle and foul. Bodies on the floor. What do we have? Might have two different calls here. It'll be on Gillespie. Seventh team foul. Puts the Miners over the limit. Sends Shelby Hooley to the free throw line. The third personal on Emily Schmidt. Free throw for Hooley is no good. Missed the front end. Rebound down to Schmidt for the Miners. Here comes Emily Schmidt. Throws on the air brakes. Hands to Niemeyer. Paige powers her way up and draws the foul. Boy, she gets bound and determined, and she is so strong and so good with the handle, she can put it on the floor and just bulldoze her way right to the hoop. Second personal on Meyer. When she's really been forceful. Going up strong tonight. Free throw rattles home for Paige. She has seven in the ball game. Gillespie pulls within two. 1:49 for the first half. Bellever checks back in for the toppers as Meyer will take a seat. Free throw for Paige is good. Niemeyer now with eight. And the lead is one for Hillsboro. 105 seconds for the first half. Here comes Matouche on the right wing. Sammy Matouche to the baseline, pulls up short, left it short, and the rebound down to Paige Niemeyer. She comes out in a hurry the other way. Paige with the left hand all the way down the floor, layup straight on, missed it, and the rebound down to Hillsboro. Here's Rupert into the front court. Aubrey, bad pass, but Sammy bailed her out and came and met the basketball. Skip pass to Belliver. Here's Rupert, baseline. Jay just grazed the front iron, and it's out of bounds off of Gillespie. It'll be topper ball, a minute 17 for the first half. Good action in this ball game. Oh, Matouche, how'd she get that wide open? And she put it home. 13 for Sammy Matouche. The Miners lost sight of the best player in the area on the out-of-bounds play, and she made them pay. 32-28. 1 minute to play, first half. Here's Ely, way out in the left wing, into the hands of Jarman. In the right corner it goes to Schmidt. Finds Niemeyer at the foul line. She'll rise up too strong off the heel. Rebound down to Belliver and the Toppers. 45 seconds for the half. Into the hands of Matouche. Here's Sammy. Hesitation dribble. Kicks to Belliver. Right side of the key to Hooley. Now Rupert on the left wing. Shelby Hooley. In the corner it goes to Matouche. 33 seconds for the half. Toppers look like they might hold for the final shot unless something really good presents itself. Rupert attacks. Tried a long bounce pass. Tipped and stolen. I have it just as the second topper turnover. Niemeyer has it in the backcourt. Long pass ahead in the front court. Dangerous pass somehow found its way to Jarman. Rupert, I don't know how she missed it. Down to Mix off the window. It's good for Mackenzie Mix. 32-30 toppers. 8 seconds for the half. Ball's in the hands of Matouche. Here comes Sammy. And she's fouled. Touch foul. Hand check on Ely. That'll be Rachel's first. 8 team foul, so a bonus free throw situation for the Toppers. Got to make the first to get the second. 5.1 seconds for the quarter. Mix out, Barber back in for Gillespie. Matouche, 13 first half points. Toss is off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Niemeyer. Page in the backcourt with two. Throws ahead. Schmidt gets it off. Good if it goes off the front rim. And no. After two quarters, we have a good one. It is Hillsboro 32, Gillespie 30. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI FM 106. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School, just about set for the start of the third quarter. Toppers leading the Miners 32-30. Of course, we had a great day earlier this week out at the radio station as Terry Tote returned to work after a long time off. Of course, he was dealing with his surgery, and he is back, and he will be back on the air Monday for his air shift. We'll have him on the sports show on Saturday. So great to have Terry Tote back in the building at WSMI. Welcome everyone who's listening to our live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com, and it's been a good one so far. The second half should be no different than the first half, a two-point lead for the Toppers. Where will the adjustments come? Matouche had to work for everything she got dealing with that box and one, but she wound up wide open a couple of different times. That didn't make Kevin Gray very happy at all. And for Gillespie, they did a lot of damage on the offensive boards in that first half. They would get second, third, sometimes even fourth opportunities to score at point-blank range. So we'll see if the Toppers got that cleaned up at the half. We'll see if Gillespie can find a way to slow down Matouche. You're not going to stop her. You're probably not even really going to contain her, quite honestly, but can you just kind of slow her down for some type of period of time, because you know she is just going to get hers as the game goes along. Toppers will get the basketball to start the second half on the floor. Matouche, Tester, Reynolds, Rupert, and Meyer. For Gillespie, it's Niemeyer, Jarman, Halpin, Barber, and Mix. Here we go. Hillsboro basketball. As Gillespie comes out in a box and, no, they're at a triangle and two now, potentially, I think. With Rupert getting the other look. No, I think it's a straight box and one. As Reynolds off the baseline, it's good for Emily Reynolds. 6 points for Reynolds, 34-30 toppers. Here's Jarman on the right side of the key, back into the hands of Macy Halpin. 2-3 zone for Hillsboro. It opens up at the top. Halpin drives, lost the basketball, picked up by Hillsboro. Here comes Matouche. Sammy. Oh, all alone underneath Reynolds. It's off the window and good with the left hand for Emily Reynolds. Nice find from Matouche. It was almost a no-look pass with the left hand. Good start for the Toppers out of the locker room. Here's Jarman on the right wing into the hands of Halpin. Cross-court pass to Niemeyer. Page finds a slashing Jarman on the baseline to Barber in the right corner. Out to Halpin. Bounce pass to Barber. Here's Abby. Feeds the post to Jarman. Spins middle. Nice up and under. Goes right at Matouche and has the bucket. Riley Jarman with six. She took her time on that post move and got the reward. 36-32 Toppers. They have the basketball. Here's Meyer into the hands of Matouche. Sammy. Step back three. Right wing too strong. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Tester. Deflected to Rupert. Down to Reynolds. Off the window. It's good. 10 for Emily Reynolds. Six quick ones here in the quarter. 38-32 Hillsboro. 6:15 third quarter. Here's Macy Halpin with the left-hand dribble. Now comes back right side. Bounce pass to Jarman. Back to Halpin, top of the key. Niemeyer will flash high middle now. They will find Page. Skips it to Jarman. Nice head fake. Attacks, puts it up. Around and out, no good. On the rebound, picked up by Meyer. Jarman almost had it, but lost her footing. Here's Rupert. And that pass is kicked. It'll stay with the Toppers as they had the 2-on-1 fast break that time, did the Toppers. Emily Reynolds will trigger it in. Off the baseline for Hillsboro. Right side. In it goes to Rupert. Quick trigger off the heel, too strong. Rebound off of Jarman's hands. Tracked down by the Toppers. Saved off of Jarman. That should be Hillsboro ball. It went off of Jarman out of bounds. Good officiating there as they get together and get the call right. Hillsboro will throw in from the deep corner on the left side of the floor. Meyer looking. Gets it in right in front of our broadcast position to Matouche. Sammy was falling out of bounds. Got it off to Meyer, who finds Tester. Bank shot hard in the lane. Good for Claire Tester. Hillsboro very efficient here offensively in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. In the corner it goes to Barber. Down to the baseline to Jarman. Riley, step back, no good. Rebound is off of Matouche out of bounds. It'll be Gillespie ball. 5:22 for the third quarter. 40-32 Toppers. Good start to the third quarter for Hillsboro. As Gillespie will get it in with Mix on the baseline. Looking. Lobs it to Niemeyer, dangerous pass, but it found its way to Page. She will spin, draws a double, forces it up, missed it. Rebound to Barber, follow, no. And Matouche has it, and she's going to be fouled on the rebound. First team foul of the half. I think they will get McKenzie Mix. If it's McKenzie, it's her second. It is. Gillespie waiting in their half-court defense here as Meyer comes into the front court. Kylie Meyer. It's not a box and one. Looks like a 1-3-1 now for the Miners, and it forces the steal. Here comes Barber. Oh, had her pocket picked up the floor by Rupert, but Abby got it back across the floor to Halpin. Nice little ball fake, missed it. Offensive rebound to Paige Niemeyer. Off the window, it's good for Paige. She has 10. Another offensive rebound for Gillespie. 40-34 Hillsboro. Rupert across the floor to Tester. Nice catch. Bounced it once and drew the foul. That'll go on Mix, her third. You heard the Topper fans chanting a moment ago when Tester scored that last basket. She's a freshman, a 5'9 freshman at that. Into the starting lineup for the Toppers. 4 points tonight for Claire. Toss is no good. Emily Schmidt will check in for the Miners. Mix will have to sit with those three personal fouls. Tester will get a second toss here. Claire has 4 points for the ball game. Free throw is no good. Missed the pair. And the rebound down to Niemeyer. She will race through three white shirts right down the heart of the floor. Bounce pass to Barber. It's good. Oh, that's all about Paige Niemeyer right there, creating down the floor. 40-36 Hillsboro, 4:25 third quarter. Here's Rupert off to Matouche. She will fire for three, no good. And the rebound down to Emily Schmidt for Gillespie. But the Miners have left Matouche more open than Kevin Gray would certainly like on a couple of different occasions tonight. Here's Jarman from 18, no. Offensive rebound to Schmidt. Emily's putback, no. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Rupert in the topper. She's out in a hurry. 3-on-1 fast break. Aubrey all the way to the rim and draws the foul. Matouche and Niemeyer got tangled up there. Neither one's worse for wear. Already the third team foul of the half on Gillespie. The foul on Halpin is Macy's first. Aubrey Rupert, 5'7 junior at the line. 10 points tonight. Make it 11. Puts Hillsboro up 5 with another toss coming. 3:59 for the third quarter. Second free throw for Rupert. Off the heel too strong. The rebound down to Niemeyer for Gillespie. Here comes Page into the front court. Finds Halpin on the left wing. Macy Halpin. Bounce pass right back to Niemeyer. Spins middle. Rises up and puts it in. Nice spin move for Paige Niemeyer. She has a dozen. And it's a one-possession game. 41-38. Toppers lead. Into the front court with Rupert. She will drive baseline. Bounce pass across the floor to Reynolds. Kicks out to Matouche. Sammy had it stripped, but it went right to Meyer. Finds Rupert. Long two, no. Rebound down to Barber for Gillespie. She brings it out in a hurry. Finds Halpin on the fly. Oh, stripped by Rupert. It'll stay. No, it'll go the other way. Off of Halpin. It'll be Hillsboro ball. What a play from Aubrey Rupert. That was sensational. Did the ref just point the wrong way? No, he just pointed the wrong way. Okay, it's Gillespie ball. I was going to say, that's a heck of a play. Emily Schmidt on the baseline. Minor basketball will lob it out near midcourt to Barber. Bounced it once, went nowhere. Now finds Halpin on the left wing. On the baseline to Jarman. Riley Jarman under control. Kicks out to Barber. To Niemeyer on the right wing. Paige Niemeyer. Attacks, left it short. Offensive rebound to Schmidt. Emily is fouled on the floor. First team fouled the half on Hillsboro. And let's see who they get with the personal. Shelby Hooley to the table. She's going to check in. The foul goes on Tester. It's her fourth. Timeout taken by Kevin Gray. 3:05 for the third quarter. Hillsboro 41. Gillespie 38. We'll come back to Hillsboro High School following this one message on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. A very good South Central ball game here tonight. Hillsboro leading Gillespie by 3. Miners have the ball. Emily Schmidt gets it into Halpin. Macy Halpin out front trying to probe inside that 2-3 zone. Here's Jarman. Down to Schmidt. Attacks. Oh, left it short. Good interior defense that time from Hillsboro. To turn Schmidt away. Here's Rupert on the left wing. Oh, nice little bounce to the right. Comes back left. Pulls up off the left elbow and puts it down. A baker's dozen for Aubrey Rupert. She faked the defender right out of her shoes that time. Here's Halpin on the baseline to Barber. Right back at you. Abby Barber with the answer. She has 6. 43-40 toppers. 2.5 minutes third quarter. On the right wing with Rupert. Here's Hooley. Finds Matouche in the left wing. Meyer puts it on the floor back to Sammy. Matouche now looking for a screen. She will work into the left corner. Finds Reynolds in the middle of the floor. Kicks out to Hooley. Shelby Hooley on the dribble drive. Kicks to Rupert. She'll fire the triple. Too strong. Rebound to Meyer for Hillsboro. Out to Matouche for 3. Too strong. And the rebound is going to be off of Halpin. It'll be Hillsboro ball. 2 minutes to play third quarter. Halpin out, Rachel Ely back in for Gillespie. Baseline trigger for the toppers. Rupert will trigger in. Rupert looking, still looking, and she'll find Hooley on the left wing. Into the hands of Meyer, now Rupert in the right corner. Bounce pass to Hooley, fouled. The ball was jarred loose. Gillespie was headed the other way, but a foul on Gillespie, their fourth team foul. Comes with a minute 54 for the third quarter, and it will be whistled on Paige Niemeyer, her second. Gillespie was boxing one the first half. They've been 1-3-1 most of the time here in the third quarter. Here's Hooley, left alone, 4-3, short. Offensive rebound to Meyer, 14-footer, no. And the rebound down to Schmidt, and a foul on Matouche. Sammy didn't like the call. It'll be her second personal, second team foul. 103 seconds for the third quarter. 43-40, Toppers lead. Gillespie has the ball. Ely into the front court. On the right wing it goes to German. High above her head, she surveys now. Back, top of the key to Emily Schmidt. 90 seconds for the third quarter. They're sagging off of Schmidt. She will find Niemeyer in the high post. Page spins middle. Tough shot. Soft roll. She got it to go down. 14 for Paige Niemeyer. She's now the leading scorer in the ballgame. Matouche has not scored in the second half. 43-42 Toppers. Here comes Rupert on the attack. Missed it. Offensive check. That defensive rebound down to Barber. She brings it out in a hurry the other way. Finds Niemeyer. Page to the top of the key. Jarman. Gillespie can take the lead with the bucket. Down to Page. Oh, nice touch pass to Schmidt. Emily, she traveled. Oh, she didn't need that extra fake, but she took it and shuffled the feet. Six, the Gillespie turnover. 58.9 seconds for the third quarter. Gillespie will wait in their half-court defense as in it comes to Hooley. Healy's going to pick her up at midcourt, extending that 2-3 zone out now. Out front with Ely into the hands of Barber. On the baseline goes Matouche. She will kick out to Meyer. Here's Rupert. 4-3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Ely. She's going to be fouled by Hooley as Hooley goes diving dangerously towards the stand. She's okay. She'll be whistled for the foul. Her first. Toppers third. 38.6 seconds for the third quarter. Boy, Gillespie has not had the lead in a long, long time. Dangerous cross-court pass finds its way home to Jarman. Dangerous pass that time did not. Stolen by Rupert. And then stolen right back by Niemeyer. Down low to Schmidt. Emily goes up strong. Missed it. Rebound down to Matouche. And she is going to be fouled up the floor by Barber. First on Abby Barber. Fifth team foul on Gillespie. Miners had a good opportunity there. Had numbers, but the Topper defense was good at the rim. 18 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Hooley on the right side to Meyer. Kylie Meyer brings it back to Matouche. That pass is tipped by Niemeyer into the backcourt, out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsboro. Sideline trigger in front of the stage for the Toppers. And it goes to Meyer, right back to Matouche. Sammy right back to Meyer. 8 seconds for the quarter. Here's Hooley. Rupert, right corner three, too strong. Offensive rebound to the Toppers. Put back, will not go for Blankenship. And we got a jump ball with 0.2 seconds. It'll be Gillespie ball. It's actually a break for the Toppers in the regard that with just 0.2 seconds, not much for Gillespie. And then the Toppers should get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Now the officials are going to have a conference. I don't know if one official had a foul and the other had a jump ball. Neither team's over the limit. Could save the arrow for Gillespie potentially. Still huddling up. We'll see what they decide here. It's a one-point game right now, Hillsboro leading, and they're going to stick with the jump ball call. So it'll be Gillespie ball, length of the floor, 0.2 seconds for the quarter. Jarman gets it into Niemeyer, and that is the quarter. Another good quarter here tonight after three. Hillsboro 43, Gillespie 42. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Toppers get the ball to start the money quarter. Here's Matouche, right wing three, left it short. Rebound down to Niemeyer. Page wants to race out the other way. Now she'll slow it up as she nears midcourt. Gillespie's had three consecutive possessions with a chance to take the lead and has come up with nothing. Here's Jarman. Dangerous pass stolen by Matouche. Sammy Matouche. Niemeyer gets back, and Matouche puts it home. Good contest without fouling from Niemeyer. Sammy's first points of the second half. She has 15 for the ball game. Lead back to three for the Toppers. Hillsboro can take a stranglehold of the conference with a win here tonight. As that ball is deflected out by Rupert. Keaton Link, the freshman, on the floor right now for Gillespie with Ely, Niemeyer, Mix, and Jarman. Toppers have Meyer, Hooley, Rupert, Reynolds, and Matouche. Here's Niemeyer, left wing, all alone. Ely off the right side, way too strong off the window. Offensive rebound to Link, missed the putback. Rebound deflected out to Mackenzie Mix. She'll find a slashing Niemeyer. Page puts it up, rattled out from 5 feet, and the rebound down to Matouche, and she is fouled underneath her own rim. Sixth Gillespie team foul. Next one puts Hillsboro to the line the rest of the way. The foul on Rachel Ely is her third. Gillespie has their defense extended out to midcourt right now. It's really hard for me to get a read of what defense they're in. It looks like a 2-3 at times, maybe more of a matchup. Rupert short off the baseline. Rebound pulled down by Link. Here comes Keaton Link into the front court. Oh, she got the air brakes activated just in time. Found Niemeyer. How did that thing not stay down? On the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul coming out on Gillespie. 17 foul, and it'll be free throws for Hillsborough. Man, Niemeyer was right at the rim. Soft touch off the window. Thing went halfway down and kicked out. Niemeyer can't believe it as she walks down the other end. And the foul was on Paige, her third. Free throw for Hooley. One bonus. Toss rattled out. Oh, what a rebound for Sammy Matouche. And Sammy's fouled. Boy, she came flying in, grabbed that rebound, and somehow kept her feet in bounds on that baseline. She's worked her way to the charity stripe. That foul on Mix, her fourth. Sammy, 15 points, just two here in the second half. Free throw is no good. Toppers leaving some points at the foul line here all of a sudden. As Mix is out, Emily Schmidt returns for Gillespie. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. It's been a dandy. Matouche looking to make it a two-possession game. Free throw. Good. 16 for Sammy. Full court pressure from the Toppers. And it goes to Halpin. She is trapped, immediately stolen by Matouche in the cross-court pass. Sammy goes right down the lane and lays it in. 18 for Matouche, and Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 6:24 for the ball game. Hillsborough 48, Gillespie 42. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Miners get it right on the right block to Emily Smith. She powers it up and in. She has 8 points, Gillespie's first points of the quarter. 48-44, Hillsborough leads with the ball. Here's Hooley on the left wing, in the corner it goes to Aubrey Rupert. Across the floor to Sammy. Matouche puts it on the floor, pulls up from just outside the lane, left it short. Rebound down to Schmidt for Gillespie. She will look for some assistance now, and no one arrives, so she'll bring it up the floor herself. Emily off to Jarman. In the corner it goes to Halpin. Macy Halpin now. All alone, Riley Jarman. Good recovery from Matouche to get back and cut off that lane. Miners now still possession on the right wing with Halpin. 2-3 zone as Halpin attacks. Had it stripped and stolen. 10th Gillespie turnover. Here comes Reynolds off to Matouche. Sammy, that pass deflected away by Link. It'll stay with the Toppers. This freshman class has all of the makings of a good one for Gillespie. They've got shooting, they've got size, and they've got numbers. 5:19 for the ball game here tonight, 48-44. Toppers leading. Matouche will throw it in off the baseline. Oh, she throws it off the back of Jarman, rejected at the rim by Schmidt. Jump ball, arrow, gives it to Gillespie. Oh, heads up play from Sammy Matouche, and then Emily Schmidt meets her and gets the tie up. That put a smile on Schmidt's face, and why wouldn't it? 48-44, Toppers lead. Here's Paige Niemeyer turns, left it short. Rebound is back tapped, picked up by Rupert. Here comes Matouche. Sammy into the front court at the foul line. To the right block, lays it up, missed it, and the rebound down to Jarman. A lot of contact there, no whistle. Here comes Macy Halpin racing into the front court. She lobs it down to Link. Keaton Link being pushed out of bounds, no whistle. Gets it off to Niemeyer, knocks it down from 13. Paige Niemeyer now with 16 points. And the lead down to 2 for Hillsborough. 4:40 in the ball game. Here's Matouche, drives baseline, cut off, kicks it out to Reynolds. Off to Meyer, 4-3, big shot, off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Macy Halpin. A 2 for the tie, a 3 for the lead. The throw ahead to Niemeyer, the layup is good, and we are tied at 48-18 for Paige Niemeyer. Brand new ball game now, 4:20 for the ball game. And now Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 4:17 to play. We're knotted at 48 between Hillsborough and Gillespie. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages. Toppers get it in underneath right off the inbounds and putting it up and in for Hillsborough was Emily Reynolds for the bucket. And for Reynolds, she now has a dozen. 50-48, Toppers lead halfway through the money quarter. Here comes Emily Schmidt. Nice drive. Pulls up hard of the lane. Missed it. Got it back. Follow, no. Abby Barber. Follow won't go. My goodness gracious. Toppers pull it down. Leading by two. 3:40 for the ball game. Here's Meyer. In the corner it goes to Rupert. Down low to Tester. Claire Tester will spin middle. Puts it up and in. Big shot for the freshman. She has six. And it's four unanswered for the Toppers after the timeout. Emily Schmidt gets it off to Riley Jarman now. Jarman into the hands of Niemeyer. Pass is tipped to Barber in the left corner. Dangerous pass as she lost her footing. It's deflected out by Hillsborough. Gillespie fortunate there. Baseline trigger for the Miners. 3:14 for the ball game. 52-48 Hillsborough leading. Riley Jarman will throw in. Jarman looking for Niemeyer, can't find her, needs to just get it into somebody, and she'll find Barber, right side of the key. Off to Emily Schmidt. Schmidt now, cross-court pass to Jarman. Riley Jarman puts it on the floor, pulls up middle, missed it from seven. Another rebound for Gillespie on the offensive end. Here's Barber in the right corner. Kicks out to Niemeyer. Paige Niemeyer pulls up from 12. Blocked by Matouche, pulled down by Rupert. Big-time defensive play for Sammy Matouche. Here come the Toppers. Sammy, 4-3, missed it. And the rebound down to Emily Schmidt. And she's fouled by Aubrey Rupert. Just the fourth team foul on the Toppers. Sammy's shot has not been there at her normal rate here tonight. She's had some pretty quality looks from three and just has not been able to get him to go. She has 18 points, though. That's just how good she is. 52-48. Toppers leading. Toppers clinging. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Schmidt. That bounce pass went right off the knee of Jarman, but somehow Riley corralled it. Good defense by Reynolds to stay in front. Skip pass to Schmidt. Emily will rise from 12. Soft touch for Emily Schmidt and down. Schmidt has 10, and the lead is 2 for the Toppers. 52-50. Hillsborough has the ball. 2:10 to play. Here's Meyer. Right back to Sammy. Matouche attacks, hits the deck, and draws the foul. Bound and determined to get to the foul line. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. Eighth team foul. Check that, ninth team foul. Still have to make the first to get the second. Looking for points 19 and 20. Free throw. No good. So no matter what, it'll be a one possession game at worst for Gillespie, assuming they get the rebound if Matouche can't make the second. A spin, a couple of angry bounces for Sammy. Deep breath. And Pure with the second toss. 19 for Matouche. 53-50 Toppers. We'll be inside of 2 minutes here as Jarman comes across midcourt. Schmidt on the right wing will put it on the floor. Almost got that ball caught on her hip on the crossover. Dangerous pass, threw it away, and we're going to get a jump ball arrow to Hillsborough. Boy, Schmidt was all out of sorts that time. She almost got called for the travel and then just kind of threw it up looking for Niemeyer in the high post, but Gillespie had it, or check that, Hillsborough had it well covered. 105 seconds for the ball game. 53-50 Toppers. Niemeyer goes for the steal, and she fouled Matouche. Got her right on the wrist. 10th team foul, double bonus for Sammy. Fourth personal foul on Paige Niemeyer. Kevin Grant, Christina Blevin, both signaling at the same time. Paige, you have four. They can ill afford to lose Niemeyer. Big tosses here for Sammy Matouche. Free throw is good. 20 for Matouche. Makes it a two-possession game. That's the important number right now, a four-point lead for Hillsborough. Looking to seize control of the South Central Conference with the win here tonight. Toss is good for Matouche. She has 21. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 1:43 for the ball game. Hillsborough 55, Gillespie 50. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Big possession here for Gillespie, trailing by 5. Clock running 93 seconds for the ball game. Got to have a bucket here. Doesn't have to be a 3, but you need points. Schmidt looking for the back door. Good defense by Hillsborough to stay home. Schmidt gets it off high post to Jarman. She will turn and face on Meyer. Attacks, and she has fouled. Almost had the and one. With the left-hand finish, it rattled out. Two free throws for Riley Jarman. Clock will stop. 1:19 to play. Just the fifth team foul of the half on Hillsborough. Gillespie's over the limit in the double bonus. Free throw hit a lot of the rim and dropped down for Riley Jarman. The first bounce was off the left side of the rim, but had the right English on it, and it went down. The foul on Meyer was her third. Second free throw for Jarman, rattled out, no good. Rebound to Matouche, got tripped up, no whistle, but it thankfully went to the toppers, Shelby Hooley. That was almost disaster. Here's Meyer. Hillsborough now probably won't look for another shot. Meyer went for the steal late, and she committed her fifth foul. She is out. The Gillespie comeback just got a lot more challenging as Paige Niemeyer has fouled out with 18 points here tonight. Boy, she did a little bit of everything. A great ball game for Niemeyer. She is done, though, for the final 66 seconds, replaced by Rachel Ely. Matouche back to the foul line. Free throw. Good. 22 for Matouche. 13 in the first half, 9 here in the money quarter. Did not score in that third quarter. Claire Tester back on the floor for the Toppers, leading by 5 with 66 seconds to play. Second free throw for Matouche. Toss, rattled out, no good. Rebound down to the Miners and Mix. Here comes Jarman into the front court. Barber in the right corner, inside of 1 minute. Down it goes to Schmidt, heart of the lane, missed it. Rebound picked up underneath by Jarman, blocked. Riley gets it back, follow is short, and is picked up underneath by Matouche. Sammy brings it out with the right-hand bounce. Clock running, 45 seconds for the ball game, a 5-point topper lead. They're in control now. Sammy out front will leave for Rupert. Going to have to give the foul here. Hooley into the hands of Matouche. That's not who they want to foul. And they're going to have to do it, though. Clock running 27, and they will stop it with 27.4. Matouche back to the foul line. They had a chance to foul Rupert or Hooley. Didn't do it. Ball got back in the hands of Matouche, and they had no choice. Foul on Barber, her second. Free throw for Sammy is good. 23 for Matouche. 27.4. Grace Bertolino has checked in, the 5'4 freshman. She's a shooter for the Miners. That's why she's on the floor right now. Free throw for Sammy is good. 24 for Matouche. 58-51, Toppers lead. 25 seconds for the ball game. Bertolino in the back court. Into the front court now, guarded by Matouche. Picked up the dribble. She's in trouble, needs some help. Gets it off to Ely. She's out of bounds, but it's deflected off of Hooley. It'll stay with the Miners, just 15.1 seconds to play. Riley Jarman, mid-court, right in front of the scorer's table. We'll get it into Ely. Rachel Ely will turn the corner, attacks high off the window. It's good for Ely. She has 4 points, clock running with 8, in the backcourt with Matouche, and they gave the foul. Don't think Kevin Gray cared for that foul too much. Down by 5 with 5.9 seconds to play. And it'll send Matouche back to the line where she has 24 points tonight. It'd be her 10th free throw attempt of the quarter. Toss, no good, rattled out. Sammy can't believe it. It's like, what's going on here? The home rim being unkind to Matouche. Second toss, good. 25 for Sammy. 59-53 is going to be the final unless the Miners get a late bucket. Barber will let it fly. It's no good. And a great ball game here tonight and a great win for the Toppers as they beat Gillespie 59-53, and they are in the driver's seat of the South Central Conference. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. hard-fought W tonight for the Hilltoppers as they beat Gillespie 59-53. It was 17-14 Toppers after one. Gillespie won the middle two quarters, 16-15 in the second, 12-11 in the third, but then the Toppers won the money quarter, 16-11, as they win it by 6, 59-53. Toppers were 13 of 25 from the foul line, 8 of 13 in the money quarter. Sammy Matouche by herself, 8 of 12 from the foul line in that fourth quarter. Sammy finished with 25 to lead all scorers. Aubrey Rupert into double figures with 13. Emily Reynolds had a dozen. 6 points for Claire Tester and 3 points for Kylie Meyer here tonight. Quarters of 17, 15, 11, and 16 for the Toppers. For the Miners, they had quarters of 14, 16, 12, and 11, led tonight by Paige Niemeyer with 18. She fouled out late. 10 for Emily Schmidt, 7 for Riley Jarman, 6 for Abby Barber, 6 for Mackenzie Mix, and 2 for Keaton Link. Gillespie was 9 of 12 from the foul line, but they shot just 2 free throws the entire second half. They were 1 of 2 from the line in that fourth quarter. With the loss, Gillespie falls to 6-8 overall. They are now 3-2 in league play. With the win, Hillsborough improves to 11-8, and they are an all-important 5-1 in the South Central Conference. They've got a victory over Greenville already in hand. They still have to play Pena coming up in late January, but as of right now, Hillsborough and Greenville, the only 2 1-loss teams in the South Central Conference, and Hillsborough already holds a victory over the Comets. So it was a very important win tonight for Hillsborough here on their home floor against these Gillespie Miners. We want to thank all the great people at Hillsborough High School for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank Athletic Director Joe Vanzo and his crew for the great treatment they give us every time we come to Hillsborough. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and support the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. More high school basketball tomorrow night, a boys doubleheader. It'll be Montgomery County night. Hillsborough's at Litchfield live at 7:20. Lincolnwood at Nokomis will follow. Both games will be online at WSMIRadio.com. Your final one more time here from Hillsborough. The Toppers 59, the Gillespie Miners 53. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. My name is Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Toppertown.